As of May 6, the FTC released the Nixing the Fix, an FTC report to Congress on repair restrictions. With the release, the FTC is siding with a consumer's right to repair. The right to repair has been an ongoing battle between consumers and manufacturers for years. But now the FTC is taking a stand to defend the consumers, as reported by iFixit. Don't forget, if you are short on time, you can listen to this episode and others here. You can also find the podcast on Spotify and Google Podcasts. Now back to the article. The report is unanimous and has been in the making for about 2 years. Back in 2019, the FTC held a Nixing the Fix workshop where they listened to testimonies. Congress demanded to hear back from this workshop, and now it is here. Advocates for the right to repair told the FTC that manufacturers design products that frustrate and force consumers to use the manufacturer's repair services. As a result of doing this, competition is stifled and consumers get hurt. The Nixing the Fix report shows the FTC sides with the consumers. Of course, manufacturers do not agree with this. They say that the market is perfectly fine and that if they opened up repair access, it would undermine safety. But the FTC does not agree with the manufacturers. In fact, the company said, "Greater than there is scant evidence to support manufacturers' justifications for repair restrictions. Thanks to the report, we now have a thorough analysis that shows the market's failures. There are recommendations that the government should take to address these failures. Here are just a few of the findings. Warranties are being routinely voided, in violation of the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act. The Commission takes these allegations seriously and will continue to address illegal practices in the marketplace. The burden of repair restrictions may fall more heavily on communities of color and lower-income communities. The pandemic has exacerbated the effects of repair restrictions on consumers." CEO of iFixit Kyle Weens had this to say. "Greater than this is a great step in the right direction. The bipartisan report shows that FTC knows the market has not regulated itself, and is committing to real action. Manufacturers have a stranglehold on the market thanks to monopolistic practices. So how is the FTC committing to real action? Well, first the commission has to pinpoint the problems. The problems are numerous and allow the manufacturers to benefit from a variety of monopoly strategies. These problems below are a summary by the FTC. Product designs that complicate or prevent repair. Unavailability of parts and repair information. Designs that make independent repairs less safe. Policies or statements that steer consumers to manufacturer repair networks. Application of patent rights and enforcement of trademarks. Disparagement of non-OEM parts and independent repair. Software locks and firmware updates, or end-user license agreements." According to the report, this is how manufacturers restrict independent repair and repair by consumers. With these problems in mind, the FTC made a pledge which states, "Greater than to address unlawful repair restrictions, the FTC will pursue appropriate law enforcement and regulatory options, as well as consumer education, consistent with our statutory authority." The Nixing the Fix report lays out the plan to end suppressive repair restrictions. That is all nice and all, but how will they fight it? Well, there are a few different ways they plan to do this. First, they say they will more aggressively enforce the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act. This act makes it illegal for manufacturers to illegally void or threaten to void the warranty if the owner doesn't use the manufacturer's branded repair service or replacement parts. By focusing on this, it puts pressure on manufacturers to act right so they don't face any legal troubles. The FTC also released via Twitter a call for consumers to start reporting manufacturers that violate the act. Secondly, they will endorse new rules under Section 5 of the FTC Act. Consequently, this would prohibit unfair repair restrictions. According to the FTC, "Greater than given, the breadth of concern about and potential harm to consumers and markets from widespread repair restrictions. The Commission may decide it is worth the investment of its energy and attention to pursue rulemakings in this area." Lastly, the Commission promises to support legislative efforts towards right to repair by pledging to work with lawmakers. As a result of working with state and federal lawmakers, they can ensure that consumers and independent repair shops have appropriate access to replacement parts, instructions, and diagnostic software. This is a huge win for all in the device repairing community. whether that is a hobbyist who likes repairing things themselves or companies like iFixit. They can safely do what they want with their own devices without having their warranty voided. This is a big win for the end consumer. What do you guys think about this? Are you excited about this decision? Let me know in the comments. Follow me on Twitter to connect with me and keep up with new posts. Have a good one.